It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Irish Yard here in outside of Milroy. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, along with my broadcast partner, Bart Hill. Bart, here we are, back at the Irish Yard for more baseball.
Yeah, and we're getting close. Three teams left. Championship game is on Thursday, so this is the most exciting, obviously the most exciting part of the season.
Three teams are left in Section 3A baseball. Dawson Boyd, Russell Tyler Ruthen, and YME. YME's in the winner's bracket. They're awaiting the winner of this game here this afternoon between Russell Tyler Ruthen and Dawson Boyd. This is the third time now that RTR and Dawson Boyd have played each other.
Yeah, and RTR's got the better of them both times, 9-3 and 9-2. And talked to some of the parents, and I said, so how did those games go? And they said, you know, we did not play very well defensively. It seemed like there was always one inning that got away from us. And obviously, to advance today, you can't let that happen again a third time.
Well, Dawson Boyd on Saturday, a game you heard right here on Q92, ended the Minnesota Vikings season by a score of 4-2 in an elimination game. And RTR and Saturday, they're playing in the semifinals against Yellow Medicine East, and the Sting beat the Knights there in that winner's bracket semifinal game to drop RTR down in an elimination game. So, double elimination tournament. Both teams have one loss in the tournament. Looking to play in that section championship game. Bart, you know, you've been in this position as longtime head baseball coach at Lacapara Valley. What's the going on? Through the feelings of all the guys here right now.
Well, it's, you know, you are nervous because once you're in an elimination game, you know, there's no guarantee you're going to be playing tomorrow. And if you should win, we always talk about if you can get to that championship game, anything can happen. We saw that last year with Lacapara. You know, they came back and won two games to go to state. So anything can happen because, you know, you're playing on one day. So the weather's the same. Both teams have to, you know, compete in two games. But if you're the team like YME in the driver's seat, it's a lot easier to win one game than it is to win two.
All right, Dawson Boyd has already taken infield. RTR just finishing up their infield. So let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Russell Tyler Ruthen Knights, and Bart, you could take Dawson Boyd.
Fantastic.
The Knights are 16. They have 16 wins on the season and 7 losses. Leading off will be their pitcher. He's just a sophomore, Braden Chandler. Batting second is Tyler Wickman, the second baseman. Playing left field, batting third is Eli Detterman. Batting fourth and playing right field is Drew Chandler, the catcher, and he's a good one. Batting fifth, Seth Cowell. Batting sixth and playing first base, Chase Christensen. Batting seventh and out in center field, Sean Greasy. Batting eighth and playing third base, Tyson Burns. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Gabe Elton. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for RTR. How about Dawson Boyd, Bart?
Well, Dawson Boyd come into this game 18-3. They were the Camden Conference champs, of course, coached by Darren Swenson, Josh Staub, and Derek Grittmacher. A very, very familiar lineup here, leading off left fielder Cam Sather. Batting second is Colton Boston, playing second base. Batting third, playing third base, Tygan Long. Batting fourth is the shortstop, Nate Hansen. Batting fifth is the catcher, Grayson Olson. Batting sixth is the center fielder, Bo Johnson. In the seventh spot is the first baseman, Colin Olson. In the eighth spot is a designated hitter, Holland Shocker. He'll be batting for the right fielder, Ashton Swendra. And then rounding it out is today's pitcher, Eli Olson.
All right, and that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. Thanks to Tony Arata, State Farm Insurance agent with offices in Canby and Madison. Boy, we just love broadcasting from the Irish Yard here. Just outside of Milroy, what about 5 miles outside of Milroy, if that? The Milroy Yankee Field in Milroy, another nice field. But this is really a great atmosphere here.
It really is, and what you love about it is the big board out there. But now I think they have six cameras placed around the stadium, and they've got six giant computer screens inside the press box or upstairs in the press box where they can click it on any screen at any given time, and so it's really a cool atmosphere. But the other thing, Paul, is we're about, 20, 25 feet right from home plate, so the umpires probably can hear our announcing. We'll try not to criticize them.
Well, you know the umpires very well. Who are they?
Scott Diekman and Steve McKindren. They've done a lot of umpiring. They do officiating in basketball. They were the ones umpiring the Montevideo Laverne game last night in Marshall, and now they're over here today to do this game.
All right. Boy, just looking into the stands here, a lot of Dawson Boyd fans making the long trip down to Irish Yard here. RTR fans are next to us. We're kind of next to the third base dugout with RTR fans surrounding
us. We are sandwiched between the RTR dugout and RTR fans. So if you hear a lot of yelling, it's probably not good for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks.
Yeah, the Blackjacks, what a nice season Coach Swenson has had. 18 wins and just three losses. But two of those three losses have came to RTR over the season.
Well, that's right. And sometimes, Paul, that can get in your head. But the good thing is they know they did not play their best baseball against them either of those two games. So if they can have a better performance today, they've got a great chance of getting to that championship game.
All right. That wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break. Back with Section 3A baseball from the Irish Yard in Milroy. It's the Blackjacks and the Knights in an elimination game. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by P.K. Egan's Restaurant, Miller Services Incorporated, First Security Bank of Canby, Jenny O. Turkey Store, Madison Bottling, Wolfslager Concrete, Heather Nursery and Floral, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, NB Golf Cars, B&B Electrical Contractors, Duck Service Submarine, Appleton Area Health, Ryan Smith Seeds, CCM Health, Kluber Law Office, B. Johnson Electric, Grace Haven Assisted Living. Section Sports brought to you by Gisselson's Hardware, Clean Site Portable Restrooms, Canby Meat Center, Cliff Beesman Incorporated, Shadowland Trucking and Lime Application, Haas Seeds, Woodstock Telephone Company, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Chris Wodzinski for House, Lee Motor Company, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, City Hall Bar and Grill, Lean Lumber, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Gruel Electric, Independent Oil Company. Section Sports brought to you by Larson Brothers Concrete, Livestock Systems of Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Myers Electric and Infrared, Canby Farmers Grain, Tufty Auto and Sales, Klein Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Edward Jones and Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Madison Dental Clinic, United Prairie Bank, Dawson Truck Parts, Hometown Kitchen and Bath, Cargill, Warren Trigestead, Pioneer Seeds, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Prims Bank, Greater Community Credit Union, Erickson Chevrolet, UFB Minneota, The Strand Agency, The Dryer Doctors. Section Sports on Q92 also brought to you by Appleton Dental Clinic, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, WOW Auto Wash, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Culligan, Purus, Tron Tossel Seeds, Cadet's Chiropractic Center, KB's Bar and Grill, House of Spirits, Mattress Barn, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Prairie Sun Bank, Pete's Electric Motor, Albert Insurance Agency, Hilltop Bar and Grill, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance. Section Sports brought to you by Fixin Chiropractic, Ludwig's and Tiling, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, AGP, State Bank of Taunton, Larry's Refrigeration and Heating, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Larson Tiling, American Surplus, Olson Dray Service, Minnesota West Community College, Dawson Dairy Queen, Citizens Alliance Bank, and Southwest Insurance Services Incorporated. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports on Q92.
Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated in Minneota is here to help. Pete's Electric Motor has now brought in the starter and alternators for ag and construction equipment. Pete's Electric repairs electric motors and has new and used electric motors on hand. pulleys and belts, all your air needs, dryers, hoses, fittings, and cast air compressors. Pete's also has new and used pallet racking. Pete's Electric Motor, with over 25 years of experience, just a mile and a half north of Mineota on County Road 3. Give Brandon a call at 507-872-5188. Pete's Electric Motor Incorporated, Mineota.
Farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. At Haugen Insurance Agency, we understand the unique challenges you face every day. With our many years of experience, we are able to assess your needs and match the right coverage with your operation, whether you're a farm or a large operation. Our dedicated team is here for you, providing support and expertise every step of the way. Protect your crops and your livelihood with confidence. Visit us on the web at HauganCropIns.com to learn more. Haugen Insurance Agency, a farmer's helping hand.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Irish Yard. I wonder why they named it the Irish.
I wish I knew, Paul.
Yeah, you knew it. The Dolan family, yeah. Are they Irish?
They are.
Okay. All right. Going to be a pretty good outing here. Blackjacks are the home team. And on the mound for Dawson Boyd is junior Eli Olson.
Yeah, we got to see him in relief against Lacapal through, I think, 2 1/3 innings. Came in with a couple of runners on in that real close game and got out of that inning and pitched two shutout innings after that to get the save in that game.
All right, well, we're set up. Bart and I we're right in the middle of the action here, sitting on a nice bench with the table in front of us. You got your Diet Sundrop. I have my Diet Coke.
That's right.
And I got my Snickers bar, and you had a hamburger just a little while ago.
Yep.
And I had a bacon cheddar cheese brat, the best brat I have ever had. I'm going to get another one after this is done.
Yeah, I
have a great
concession. I was smelling the hamburgers at about 4:15, and I said, "When are your hamburgers going to be ready?" And she said, "They're ready now." I said, "I'll take one."
Yep. Yeah, nice concession stand. And they offer a lot, actually. I saw the nachos. Somebody got a nachos. A lot of meat and cheese on that, and here we are talking food again.
Well, I got the shout out to the concession crew for you, Paul. They come in there, aren't you Paul Ramo? Well, yours is free. And I'm going like, what about me, Bart Hill? Mine was not. I guess I'm nobody.
You should have went with me.
Darn it! What was I thinking?
Oh, all right, folks, here we go. The winner of this game will play in the Section 3A championship game with Yellow Medicine East on Thursday. I think it said back here. I just noticed that.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of times they'll wait to determine who's left playing and try to find a place close enough. But we'll worry about that after the game is over.
All right. Eli Olson, a right-hander on the mound for Dawson Boyd. Grayson Olson catching. And here we go. Your first batter for RTR is Braden Chandler. He'll be pitching, and the first pitch is a ball. Overcast skies, a little windy though, isn't it, Bart?
Yeah, there's a breeze blowing from the left field corner to the right field corner.
Next pitch, there's strike one. Nice fastball. You heard a pop in Grayson Olson's glove there.
Yeah, I think it was the first time I got to see him pitch when he pitched against Lacapal. He's got a live arm.
Here's the next pitch from Eli, and it hit him. Yeah, it hits batsman to start the game.
Yeah, that was just an inside fastball about belt high or belly button high, and it just came right in and caught his jersey, mostly just his jersey, but it's enough to send him to first base.
So, man, we've got Tyler Wickman. We're going to have a pinch runner here.
Number nine
will be a courtesy running. They have an old scoreboard out in left field. It's manually run, just like you see at Wrigley Field or Fenway Park. And then they on the right field, they got a big video screen. And there's a strike thrown to Tyler Wickman.
Gavin Shears is the one that's running at first base.
Defensively, Grayson Olson behind the plate. Colin Olson at first base. Colton Bothan playing second. Nate Hansen at short. Tegan Long at third. Here's a pitch, and it's high to Wickman for ball one. Cam Sather out in left field. Bo Johnson playing center. And Schwendra in right. That's your defense for Dawson Boyd in this Section 3A And the next pitch is a shot. Off the left field. And the shortstop, Nate Hansen, was... Now, it would have been hit right to Nate there, Bart, but he was trying to cover second base.
Well, Wickman's
there.
A left-handed hitter, so the second baseman was moved way over, and so was Nate. But he was going to cover second base by where he was. You're exactly right, Paul.
Yeah, Chandler attempting to steal second. That pulled Hansen towards second base, and Wickman hit it right where Hansen should be, playing short. So big early on here. RTR has something going, and runners on first and second, nobody out.
Yeah, and they got their number three hitter, Detterman, up to bat. He's a right-handed hitter.
Eli working from the stretch, checks his runner at second, Shears, and the pitch. Ground ball hit the third, fielded by Tigan. He goes to second for the out. They get the force at second.
That was a really nice play by Colton Boston at second base because Tigan bobbled it. He had to throw a quick throw across his body, and he bounced it in the dirt on a short hop. Colton Boston picked it up to save that.
Here's a number four batter, Drew Chandler. Runners on the corners early on here in this ball game. No score, just underway. And Eli Olson, the pitch to Chandler, and there goes the runner, and there's not going to be a throw. So a second stolen base there for Detterman. Was that a strike?
It was.
Okay.
And it just popped out of Grayson's glove. Otherwise, and then he just did the right thing. He just threw it right back to his pitcher.
Big at bat here in the first inning. Here's the next pitch. Swung on, foul back for strike two. So Eli has him where he wants him. 0-2 count.
Yeah, he needs this to get out here. But you know, if you're a hitter, you want to put the ball in play. A ground ball might score him. Definitely a fly ball.
0-2 count. Big pitch here for Eli. With runners on second and third. Pitches high for a ball.
That's good location. It's up by the shoulders. He almost had a notion of swinging at it.
Nice crowd here. Watching this section baseball game. One ball, two strikes. And the pitch is in the dirt for ball two. Shears at third base. Courtesy runner. Detterman at second.
The Blackjack infield is playing back. They're going to concede this run with one out. They're not holding the guy at second either out of the windup, so he's got a big jump.
Next pitch, pop, foul, blooper. First baseman Colin Olson makes the catch. Huge out there for Dawson Boyd.
Yeah, you can see the frustration of Chandler. That's not what he wanted with two guys in scoring position.
That was a huge out.
Yeah. And you saw, even on that play, Olson fighting that sun paw.
Yeah.
He's looking right into it.
Yeah, it comes in and out behind the clouds or the smoke, whatever you want to call it. Well, that was a big out. Now here's Seth Cowell, the catcher for RTR. And the pitch swung on, fall back. He's an outstanding baseball player.
Well, they got a lot of good athletes on this team. We saw it in basketball, football. They just, over the years, they've really produced some good athletes.
Cowell has two teammates. On one on second, one on third. There's two outs. Eli's pitch. And there's a pop foul out of play. And Colin Olson behind first base, and it goes out of play.
Yeah, with that wind blowing, that just kept pushing that ball foul. Ended up by the batting cage over there. But two strikes, Paul. He's in command.
Big pitch coming up here for Eli Olson. 0-2 count, two on, two outs. Top of the first, no score. Eli in his windup. Here's the 0-2 pitch. So he got a piece of it.
Yeah, good high fastball right across the letters. Just barely got a piece of it.
Drama right off the bat here.
It's never easy.
That's why you got to love baseball. We're going to do it again. Eli delivers the 0-2 pitch. Oh, outside. That is a breaking ball?
Yeah, that was a breaking. It's almost like a slider. It just breaks and slides right across. It's not the big looping curveball you see some people like Brock Bjornell throw.
Strikes the call, the pitch. Ball two, 2-2.
That didn't miss by much.
Can the Blackjacks get out of a jam here in the top of the first inning? Two runners on, two outs, since 2-2 count to Cowell. The pitch.
Got it.
Cowell, strike three, struck him out.
It was right down the middle. Not sure what that batter was thinking about. He said it was high. It was not high.
Listen to the Dawson Boyd fans. What a nice job by Eli.
Ooh, they had two runners on with nobody out, Paul.
No runs on one. No errors, and they leave two on base. big inning there for Eli Olson and the Blackjacks. Let's see what they can do at the plate when they come up here in the bottom of the first. No score. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center is proud to provide great food and entertainment for all ages with a sports bar, quiet dining, and they are ready to accommodate any event, large or small. You can give them a call for information or reservations at 320-769-4518 and like them on Facebook for updates on what's happening at Hilltop Bar, Grill, and Event Center in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Well, Bart, it didn't look good there for Dawson Boyd right off the bat there, but a nice job by Eli Olson.
Yeah, he, you know, being that first batter, and then, of course, Wickman got a single, first and second, nobody out. But, hey, we'll just call him Houdini right now because he got out of that one.
All right, Blackjack's going to put up Cam Sather, Colton Boffin, Tegan Long. And Colton hits the ball down to the first baseman, Christensen, on the first pitch. Christensen just runs over to first, touches the bag for the first out, so one pitch to Cam Sather and one out.
Yeah, it was a good-looking swing, and he hit it pretty hard, but it went right to the first baseman. Once he fielded it, it was an easy jog to first to get the out.
The pitcher, and we saw him the other day, Braden Chandler, he's just finished his 10th grade year. He's a big right-hander, and there's a swing and a miss by Colton Boffin. Colton Boffin,
79 miles an hour on that pitch.
Oh, that's right. We have the miles per hour on the Jumbotron, don't we?
I think he was looking for 80 because he looked up and he smiled and he shook his head and he's going like...
The pitcher thinks that?
Yeah. I think he thought it was a little harder. It'll be interesting. Oh, that one said 80. Wow. There you go.
Here's Chandler in the windup and the pitch is high.
That one also was 80.
Notice the Yellow Medicine East baseball team is here. They're sitting down the left field line there. They await the winner of this game here. Here's Chandler in his windup in the pitch, and there's a shot to right field. This is well hit. That's going to go over the right fielder's head. Colton Boffin is on his way to second base, and he's in there with a stand-up double. A stand-up double for Colton Boffin.
Well, that's where you're going to hit the ball. The left-handed hitter, the wind is blowing right out to that corner. And it looked like Paul, the right fielder, thought he was going to be camped underneath it, and that thing just took off right over his head.
It is a pretty strong wind, but nice contact there by Colton Boffin. So the Blackjacks look grim in the top of the first. They got a runner on second and one out. Here's Tegan Long. Tegan Long is playing third base. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one to Tegan. Colton Boffin with his double. Coach Swenson.
They're really coming out aggressive swinging.
Braden Chandler. The pitch from Chandler. Swing and a miss for strike two.
That one was 81 by Chandler. Just a sophomore tonight.
Well, he's probably not done growing, so he probably increased that miles per hour in the next couple of years. 0-2 pitch here to Tegan Long. And that's outside for a ball.
Yeah, that's good. If you can hit 80 as a sophomore, you've got room to grow, both physically and mentally as a pitcher. And
one out. We're in the bottom of the first. No score. Here's the pitch from Chandler, and a curveball outside for a ball two.
That was a really quick breaker. Just snapped right at the end. That was a nice pitch by Chandler.
We have Colton Boffin at second base with his double to right down the right field line. Here's the 2-2 pitch. It's pop foul out of play. Boy, the Dawson Boyd fans, they made a lot of big-time noise there as Boffin got his double.
Yeah, you could just see that. It was just flying, and the right fielder kind of misjudged that a little bit. But
well, two balls, two strikes to Tegan. And now Chandler doesn't like what Colton Boffin's doing at second. Stepped off the rubber.
No, the shortstop was primarily holding him on. Second base came over, then he went way deep.
Here's the next pitch, and that's high for a ball. Full count to Tegan Lawn.
Yeah. Scott Beekman is generally very consistent behind the plate. He's not calling anything above the letters, nor should he.
Full count pitch coming to Long. Here it is. And he hits it a foul down the right field off play. What happened?
Smoked a car out there.
It did. Yeah. It was not my car.
It was not yours.
Okay.
But with this win, Paul, yours is in jeopardy.
Oh,
I'm just going to let you know.
Kind of parked under our evergreen.
Well.
All right, Colton Boffin with his lead at second. They're holding him on there. Here's the full call pitch to Tigan, and that's ball four. He gets away from the catcher, and Boffin's going down to third. He throws
oh
it off
gosh.
The right field, left field. Colton Boffin coming in to score. Blackjack score.
There was a walk on the play. The ball got by the catcher. Boffin alertly ran down to third, and then he threw it out in left field. And the other thing is, the second baseman wasn't paying attention, so Tegan Long ran all the way to second base. Nobody was covering. Two mistakes there by the Knights.
Yeah, on the walk, the ball went all the way to the backstop. There's quite a bit of room behind home plate here at Irish Yard.
Yeah.
Cowell, the catcher, then picked it up, and he threw down to third, and he just got away from him, and it went out to left field, allowing Boffin to score. So the Blackjacks jump to score first.
Yeah, it's one of those where you probably just want to hold on to that ball, and obviously, but then, you know, you still can get the runner advancing to second, but nobody is paying attention.
Nate Hansen hits the ball to the first baseman, and he is out.
Yeah, there's just a little weak-ground ball to the first baseman. He caught it almost right on top of the base, but on the play, Tegan Long runs it down to third.
On the play before, that was good base running there by Tegan.
Absolutely. Well, he rounded it and looked, and he goes, there's nobody standing on second base. The second baseman was in his defensive position.
Josh Staub, the first base coach.
Yeah.
You've got to give him credit, too,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely, and maybe he's the one that told him to go.
Here's Grayson Olsen batting with a runner on third. Pitches high for a ball. Blackjacks lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Grayson Olsen. Don't have a stat sheet in front of me, but Grayson's got to be one of the top hitters on the team. And the next pitch from Chandler's down low. Now, what do you see what Chandler was doing? He said, let's speed it up.
Yeah.
Well, why did he do that?
Well, now he's yapping. Well, the pitcher's yapping at the Dawson bench. I don't know why he's painted.
Here's the next pitch, and that's a strike. Yeah, the Dawson bench making a lot of noise, huh?
They are, but your pitcher should not be paying attention to the other team's bench. And the catcher's going, come on, just look at me. Throw strikes to me.
There's a two balls, one strike. Swing and a miss there by Grayson for strike two.
Now, that was a little bit high, but now you see Chandler's now hitting 81 to 82 miles per hour in a fastball.
Tegan Long's at third. You got to watch for a pass ball. Tegan's fast. He could break for home.
Correct.
2-2 count to Grayson Olsen. And he has to go right down to the fair.
It is.
It's fair. And a run scores.
Oh, it got
and
by him.
Grayson Olsen's on his way to second. He runs second. He's going to try for third. He slides into third with a triple.
Wow. Again, another one of those, Paul. That thing just took off like a rocket. It went out to the corner. It bounced off the wall, took a ricochet. That allowed Olsen to get all the way to third base, an RBI triple.
Grayson Olsen with a triple. An RBI triple for Grayson Olsen. It's 2-0. Dawson Boyd. We got a courtesy runner for the Blackjacks here. Didn't catch the number. It might be Mosing.
Number 8. I can't quite tell.
Mosing. All right. Here's Bo Johnson, and he takes the first pitch, a strike. Number 6 or 8.
Yeah. 6 is Aiden Dahl.
Aiden Dahl, yeah. Aiden Dahl, yeah.
Aiden Dahl into run. Thank you.
Here's the pitch from Chandler. And a swing and a miss for strike two. Big hit there by Grayson Olsen.
Well, Grayson Olsen had 2 strikes on him, and he came back and battled and got a triple.
Braden Chandler with a runner on third.
Yep.
And it's strike 3 called right
nice
on the corner.
Pitch, yeah. That was a nice pitch by Chandler.
But the Blackjacks come up with 2 runs on 2 hits, 1 error, and they leave 1 on base. We will go to the top of the second. The Blackjacks have a 2-0 lead on the Knights. We'll be right back.
Fixing Chiropractic provides chiropractic care. Their mission is simple: provide their patients with the best care possible. They achieve this through exceptional service and attentiveness to each individual's need. They also offer acupuncture and Graston and cupping services. Fixing Chiropractic has offices in Marshall, Wabasso, Slayton, and Mineota. Visit one of their locations. You can call 507-532-2655 to make an appointment or check out their website at fixingchiro.com. That's FIXENCHIRO.com. Fixing Chiropractic. They care about you.
Ludvigson Tile is proud to be a part of the local ag economy. Every year, we install over 100 water management systems made from quality Prinsco pipe for farmers all across our region. By managing water on fields, we help them maximize yields, decrease soil erosion, and grow healthier, more resilient crops. Ludvigson Tile is accepting projects for the spring and fall tiling seasons. Visit LudvigsonTiling.com or give us a call today at 320-226-7022.
Welcome back to the Irish Yard. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball Elimination Game, and the Blackjacks jump out on top of RTR 2-0, Bart.
They did.
What a first inning.
Colton Boston had that one-out double, and then Tiger Long walked, and they had a mistake. They tried to throw Boston out going to third on a wild pitch and went out into the outfield, but then Tiger Long alertly ran to second base, and, of course, you got Olsen's triple.
Here's Chase Christensen, batting first batter for RTR. Tall guys, well over 6 feet.
Yeah.
6'3", 6'4".
Good hooper.
One strike thrown there from Eli Olson. Next pitch, ground by hit ball. Down the third, snagged by Tiger Long. The throw to first, he's out. What a play by third baseman Tiger Long.
It's one of those line drives that just starts diving, and it took a short hop, and he had to backhand it. And nice play by Tiger Long to throw it across the diamond and get him out.
Sean Greasy, the center fielder, batting for Russell Tyler Ruthen.
Kind of unique stance.
And swing and fall back.
Got that front foot way behind him, kind of scissoring it.
One strike to Greasy. And Eli Olson's pitch, swinging him in.
Had a little heat on that one.
Overcast skies, pretty cloudy. Not as smoky as it was Saturday. Here's a pop-up right field. And Schwendra coming over, and he is
fair ball.
Just drops in fair. Schwendra just about got there.
Yeah, the wind almost carried enough out there. It was just kind of a not very hard hit. The wind pushed it a little bit farther out, but not enough to get Schwendra underneath it.
So hit there. Greasy gets the first base. Here's the number 8 batter, Tyson Burns, third baseman. Eli, the pitch, it's way high for ball one. Well, RTR in the top of the first, they threatened big time.
Well, two on and nobody out, did not score.
Had a little pop-up to Colin Olson at first for the second out, and then Eli struck out Cull to end the inning. Throw over to first, and Greasy gets Greasy gets back, Burns at the plate for RTR. Blackjack lead. Oh, there goes a runner. Here's a pitch, no throw. What happened there?
He just took off running. What Eli had been doing a couple times, he looks at the batter, and then he looks back, and he takes a pitch. He looks at the runner, looks back and gives his pitch, and that time the runner, once he quit looking at him, just took off for a second.
Greasy, yep. So runner in scoring position. Next pitch, foul down the first baseline out of foul.
Yeah, you always talk to your pitchers and say you cannot be robotic out there. You have to shake things up, give them a double look, step off sometimes, throw over there sometimes, because otherwise the runners can time it. But that was if he could have caught that in time, he could have stepped off, turned around, and had an easy out at second base.
2-0, Dawson Boyd leading here in the top of the second. Eli Olson's pitch popped up out of play by the grandstand. Somebody's going to get a ball. Nope. One ball, two strikes to the number 8 batter for RTR, Tyson Burns.
Yeah, a lot of times those balls will spin back in, but with the wind, I don't think it'll happen today.
The pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Strikeout number 2 for Eli Olson.
Yeah, he was way over the top of that one. It looked like an off-speed changeup there, and he was just way out in front and over the top.
Here's the number 9 batter for the Knights, Gabe Elpin. The shortstop. Greasy's on second base. Eli Olson. From the stretch and the pitch. Strike called. Fastball.
He's taking a running lead at second, Paul. I think he was almost halfway to third when he was delivering that pitch. Something they might keep an eye on here. They could have a pickoff there.
Two outs. One strike to Elton. And he hits that one to short. A little blooper, and it's caught by Nate Hansen for the third out.
Yeah, it was just a little soft flare. It didn't go very hard.
No runs. One hit. No errors. And then they leave. The Knights leave Greasy at second base. We'll go to the bottom of the second. It's Dawson Boyd 2, RTR nothing. You're listening to Section 3A Baseball from the Irish Yard in Milroy.
Froggatt Auction and Real Estate are your local auction experts that specialize in farm equipment and real estate auctions. Whether you're looking to expand your farm or liquidate an entire line of equipment, Froggatt Auction and Real Estate can help. They're a family-owned and operated business that prides themselves on their personalized approach and will work with you to create a tailored plan to get the best results for you by using the most advanced marketing techniques in the industry. Being full-time professional auctioneers and licensed real estate agents in Minnesota and South Dakota, you know you can trust the experts at Froggatt Auction and Real Estate. Visit them online at froggattauctions.com. Froggatt Auction, building our reputation one auction at a time.
When you're a farmer, water can be a blessing or a curse. Expected rain? Good. Water in your engines? Bad. What do I trust to fuel my equipment? Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, a premium diesel fuel that keeps contaminants from clogging filters, ruining fuel injectors, and tanking fuel efficiency better than any formula that's come before. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Available at Lac Parra Co-op, located in Madison, let us be your partner in agriculture.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Irish Yard, built in the middle of a corn and bean field.
You know what? They built it, and we came.
And we came. 2-0, Dawson Boyd leading, and here's Colin Olson, reaches for one, pops it up, here comes right by us, and rips the top of the first base dugout. You were reaching for it.
I was trying to protect these ladies next to me if it came that close, but it was a little farther away. I had my headphones on, so I could only reach so far.
Dave Hickey, he didn't even attempt to catch it. Come on, Dave.
He wasn't going to save anyone, Dave. Come on.
Dave.
He's not even paying attention.
Should have caught that. There's also a little blooper right in, back to the pitcher. He throws the first for the out. Colin Olson grounds out to the pitcher. So one out here in the bottom of the second. The Blackjacks scored two in the first inning. And the sophomore pitcher, Braden Chandler, will pitch to Holland Shocker, designated hitter. Holland was our Neon Needle Subway player of the game.
He's a left-handed hitter if he can get a hold of one.
Pitches high to Shocker.
We were remarking that Chandler gets throwing upper 80s, 81, 82, and I'll let this pitch go by first here.
Here it is. Swing and a miss.
And anyways, so the batters were a little bit behind, which paid off for the right-handed hitter, Olson, because he was a little bit late, but he hit it to right field and got that triple.
Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss for strike two. Holland's going up there swinging.
Yeah, both teams have been real aggressive. First pitch, fastball they're going after.
Here's a 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
Yeah, that looked like some kind of off-speed, either a quick breaker or a little bit of slider or something, broke right at his knees.
Here's a number 9 batter, Eli Olson. His first at-bat in the game. Two outs now here in the bottom of the second. Two hits each for each team. And Eli in the batter's box. Chandler's pitch, high for ball one.
You know, Benny always talks about catchers. People think they're not very fast. Well, he'd be pretty happy to know Grayson Olson got a triple.
There you go. Next pitch, ooh, inside for ball two. Well, Eli can get aboard in the top of the order in Cam Sapper. Chandler in his windup in the pitch. High for ball three. 3-0. Chandler, 3-0 pitch. Eli, the pitch. Down low for ball four. So a base runner with two outs here in the bottom of the second brings up Cam Sather.
Yeah, that was uncharacteristic of Chandler. If you look at all that bats, he had one full count when he walked second long. Other than that, it's mostly been strikes.
Here we go. Cam Sather, he grounded out to the first baseman, Christensen, in the first inning. Olsen, there's a pitch. A strike called Sather. Cam, outstanding athlete.
And he grounded out to the first, hard his first time up, but easy play for the first baseman.
Here's the pitch to Cam, and it's down low. He didn't go for it. He wanted to for a ball.
You see that pitcher's throwing a few more curveballs now after last inning when they got a double and a triple off him.
Eli has his lead at first base. There's two outs. Here's the pitch to Sather. There goes Olsen down the second. Here's the throw. He's out.
That was a nice throw.
What a throw by Seth Powell, the RTR catcher.
Yeah, that was a bullet. And he had time to wait for the runner to slide in.
So that'll end the inning for Dawson Boyd. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the third inning. It's Dawson Boyd 2, RTR nothing. We'll be right back.
Ag Processing is proud of the positive impact that they have on our area. AGP provides a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owners. Supplies soybean meal to hundreds of businesses and the poultry and livestock producers they serve. Supplies feed to over 2,000 private and cooperative dealers and their livestock producer customers in the United States and Canada. Being the third largest soy oil refiner, it easily could be that every person in the USA consumes some AGP soy oil each year. AGP Ag Processing Incorporated.
At the State Bank of Taunton, they focus on your finances so you can focus on your farm. The State Bank of Taunton is proud to be a part of this area's farming tradition, and they care about the well-being and continued success of our local farmers. That's why you can turn to the State Bank of Taunton for quality financial advice and assistance, from affordable ag loans and farm mortgages to everyday banking needs and retirement planning. For operating loans and lines of credit, equipment loans, livestock loans, and real estate loans, see the State Bank of Taunton for wherever life takes you. Check them out online at www.statebankoftaunton.com or call 507-872-6136. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill, back here at the Irish Yard. Pretty good ball game the first couple innings, though, Bart.
It is. RTR got a couple on with nobody out in the first, and Eli Olsen got out of that jam, and then Dawson Boyd came back in the bottom of the first, scored a pair of runs, and then last inning, pitcher Braden Chandler got out of a little mini jam, but thanks to the catcher throwing out that base runner.
All right, it's the top of the order for RTR here in the top of the third. They're down 2-0 to Dawson Boyd. Braden Chandler at the plate. Ground ball, hit the Nate Hansen at short, throws the first, and there's your first out.
Yeah, one pitch, just a nice little two-hopper. Easy play for Nate Hansen.
Tyler Wickman batting. I think Tyler needs some new pants. His is ripped up pretty good in the back.
It is.
I don't know if he just did that now or what happened.
He's a left-handed hitter. You look where the right fielder is at all, Paul. Oh, now he's backing up some. I think Colton Boston told him to back up.
Tyler Wickman at the plate, and the pitch is high from Eli for ball one. 2-0, Dawson Boyd here in the top of the third. The winner will play YME Thursday for the Section 3A championship. Swing and a miss. What a pitch by Eli Olsen.
Yeah. Nice little changeup. I'd like to ask him what kind of pitch that is exactly.
One ball, one strike to Chandler. Next pitch, pop foul to left field line. It's going to go out of play. That's an opposite field there with the wind blowing the air.
That really sliced, but you know, if it's close to the fence, it's going to come back and play with the wind blowing.
Two-strike count here to Chandler, the pitch. And it's high. He almost went for it.
Yeah, that was a good pitch, just that little curveball right up about the letters, but not close enough for a strike.
2-2 count to Chandler, Eli, in his windup. Here's the pitch. High for ball three. We got a full count to the leadoff batter, Braden Chandler. One out. Top of the third.
Wickman's brother, I think he's at Southwest State playing, if I'm not mistaken.
And pitches, ooh, just missed for ball four.
It's a little bit.
And the Blackjack fans wanted a strike there.
Well, the last time he was on, he took off stealing, so we'll see if he does it again.
Here's Eli Detterman, reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. So with one out, RTR has a runner on first and Detterman at the plate. Eli working from the stretch, checks Wickman at first, and a pitch, throw.
No, he gave him a good long stare, then he stepped off. You don't have to throw over to first base. You can step off and just hold on to the ball.
Here's Eli taking his time here, now throws over to first, and Wickman gets back.
Well, I think he learned his lesson, or somebody told him, just don't do the exact same thing every time on the mound. Give your catcher a chance. He's got a good arm to throw people out.
Here's the pitch, and there's a high ball right center field. This is way back. And, Bo Johnson almost caught it. He doesn't. And Wickman's on his way to third base.
Now, he gave a long run to that. It was a good effort. He tried diving, but it was just too far out of his reach, carried with the wind.
That was hit well by Detterman, the right center.
Yeah.
And so he gets a double.
You're going to see a lot of action, I think, to that right side. You know, I just shade that way a little bit.
Got to give Bo credit, though. He almost came up with a great catch.
He flew. But
here's Chandler. Oh, he's hit by a pitch. Drew Chandler. So the bases are going to be loaded for RTR and one out. Dawson Boyd leading 2-0, but the Knights have the bases loaded.
Well, that's all right if you can get him out here now. Now the infield is drawn up for the Blackjacks. They get a nice 1-2 hopper. They can throw home, get the lead runner.
Seth Cowell, the catcher, is batting for RTR. Eli is lined up in the pitch, and he pops it up in foul territory. Eli Olson, can he get to it? And he cannot.
No.
What happened?
He thought he was underneath it, and it just pushed it down the line a little farther. Colton Botson came over, too, and the right fielder, Swendra, but he just pushed it. He started going right towards the fence. He maybe could have taken a little deeper angle, might have had a shot. That would have been a big out if he could have got that one.
So Cole picks up his bat, and he's ready. The base is loaded. Here's the pitch. And ground ball hit the Nate Hansen, and he's going to go to first for the second out, and a run scores.
Yeah, he wasn't quite sure what to do. Wickman got a tremendous jump at third. He had a big lead anyways. And I think hindsight is he maybe would have attempted to try to do a double play.
The force out at the plate.
Yeah, but I don't think he would have had him. But I think if he would have reacted right away, they maybe would have had a double play up the middle. So fielder's choice and an RBI for Cowell.
All right, 2-1. Here's the next batter. Swing and a miss by Chase Christensen. Got Detterman at third, Chandler at second. Two outs, Eli, in his windup, and here's the pitch to Chase Christensen. And it's popped up in the infield. Eli Olson calling for it, and he makes the catch for the third out. Big out there, Bart.
That's right. Well, they got a ground ball to the shortstop and a pop fly to the pitcher. That helps.
One run on one hit, no errors, and they leave two on base. So the Knights get that goose egg off the board. And the Blackjacks have a 2-1 lead. Here come the Blackjacks up the bat here in the bottom of the third. We'll be back with more Section 3A baseball playoffs right after this.
Larry's in Ortonville and Madison isn't just your local heating experts. They are Lennox dealers. Your comfort is their passion, and they help you enjoy greater comfort and lower energy costs. Whether you need your heating system service to keep your home comfortable or need new Lennox equipment, Larry's team is there to help you make sure your air is perfect. Many local utility companies offer rebates for both new equipment and preventive maintenance. Larry's has been certified as a quality installer with many local utility companies, which means you could receive an additional rebate by choosing Larry's for your new HVAC equipment. Contact Larry's Refrigeration and Heating in Ortonville and Madison today. Air is life. Make it perfect.
Fieldcrest Fertilizer in Madison believes rural Minnesota is a great place to live, work, and raise a family. Fieldcrest Fertilizer's management and employees to serve you, the farmer, with all your fertilizer needs. Give them a call today at 320-598-7567. That's Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Madison.
Welcome back to the Irish Yard, Section 3A Baseball Playoffs Elimination Game between Dawson Boyd and RTR, and the Blackjacks have a 2-1 lead. Dawson Boyd batting here in the bottom of the third inning. Cam Sather takes the first pitch, a strike.
He had a 2-1 count on him in the second inning when Olsen got thrown out at second, so he starts all over here.
Here's the next pitch, and he swung at it. Maybe got a little piece of it to follow back for strike two. Cam, in the first inning, grounded out to Chase Christensen, the first baseman, and is only at bat in the game. Here's a pitch from Chandler, and that's way high. That cut away from him.
Just a bit high.
Just a bit high. Tight. Braden Chandler just finished his sophomore season in RTR. The next pitch, high again to Sather.
That time he dropped down a little three-quarter, and that ball just kind of kept rising.
Well, Cam knows he's got to come in with this one here. 2-2 count. Here's the pitch. And that just missed for ball three. You've got a full count to Sather. Colton Boffin on deck. Getting a little cool out, isn't it?
It is. Oh, well, it's still true.
Here's a full count pitch. Whoa. Ball four. What an at-bat there for Sather.
I think it was down 0-2, right?
He was. And Chandler can't be too pleased with himself there.
No.
Get the leadoff batter on base. And here's Colton Boffin. Colton had the big hit in the first inning. A double, and then came around to score.
We'll see what they do with their running here. Fast runner on first base.
Chandler has Bob Sather over at first. Here's the pitch, and a bunt. Oh, he pulls it back for a strike.
I'm not sure if that was an actual bunt attempt or they're just going to try to read the defense and see what they were doing, but he did pull it back.
I got to teach Coach Swenson. I got to learn the
sign.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss there by Colton.
Well, he won't be bunting now, down 0-2, so for him, he's got to get this ball in play somehow and hit a double his first time up, hit a line drive right over the right fielder's head.
Sather at first base. Here's the pitch. To Boffin, called strike three.
With a curveball right out of the letters. A nice pitch by Chandler.
That's the third strikeout of the game for Chandler.
Tigan, he walked his first time up and ran down second and ended up scoring on Olsen's triple.
Tigan Long, there goes the runner. Bunted down the first baseline. Chandler fields it, underhands it to the first baseman for the second out.
Yeah, a little sacrifice bunt there, 1-2-3. You know, I think it was more like he was trying to bunt for a hit, push it down the first baseline. Sather was stealing on that anyways. He probably would have made it, but almost a nice attempt there by Tigan to get a base hit out of that bunt.
Here's Nathan Hansen with a runner in scoring position. Sather's at second base. There's two outs now here in the bottom of the third. The Blackjacks lead 2-1. Curveball in there for strike one.
Yeah, you notice, Paul, that he's thrown his curveball a lot more, and he'll start it off the first pitch on the batter because in that first inning, those Blackjacks were swinging the first pitch fastball.
Two outs, bottom of the third. Paul Ramel, Bart Hill at the Irish Yard. Here's a pitch from Chandler. Chopper, foul off the plate, coming right at us. Into the dugout it goes.
Yeah, Chandler's really doing a nice job getting ahead of the hitters.
Really nice crowd here. A lot of Dawson Boyd fans.
As there should be. And if they're not here, they should be listening to us.
Not quite the attendance they had at Williams Arena for state basketball.
Yeah. But
it's close.
Oh. Well, I tell you what,
here's a pitch, and that's outside. Gets away from Cole, and Sather will go to third base.
Well, that time he learned his lesson. He wasn't going to throw that.
Just off his catcher's mitt.
Yeah, he was a little frustrated with himself, but that's all right. They got two outs. If Chandler can get him out, that won't matter.
Hansen at the plate. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Sather at third base. Here's the pitch. It's high for a ball. 2-2 to Nate. And the Blackjacks could use another run here.
Leading 2-1. Always use more runs.
Always.
Never enough.
Here's the pitch. Popped up. And that's out of play. Where's it going?
Hopefully not in my head.
Yep.
Just hit a red vehicle.
Oh, yes, okay.
Nowhere's near your vehicle yet, Paul.
2-2 count, two outs. Braden Chandler pitching to Nate Hansen. Chopper to the third base dugout.
Nate's doing a good job. He's fouled off two strike pitches.
How many pitches is that for him?
He's up to 47.
Okay.
He'll try to check his miles per hour, see if he's still throwing as hard.
A base hit here by Hansen will score Sather to make it 3-1. Here's the pitch. Chopper in front of home plate. The Air catcher, Cowell, fields it, throws the first.
And
he's safe. Coach Josh Staub, not a happy camper with that call.
I am going to disagree on that one. I thought he was safe. I thought he beat that out to first base, which we'll keep an eye on that because that could turn out to be a big play.
Wow.
That would have scored Sather.
Well, that ends the threat there. And we'll go to the top of the fourth. Dawson Boyd leading 2-1. You're listening to Section 3 Baseball right here on Q92.
Hi, this is Doug at Larson Tiling in Dawson. I hope this finds you all happy and healthy and looking forward to a prosperous year. I know things haven't been as well as they should be and been a little discouraging last year with the rising input costs and declining commodity prices, but remember, tough times are only temporary. Like Rod D. Atkins' song says, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. Even with when the margins are slim, tiling can make the difference between breaking even and making a profit. Give us a call at Larson Tiling, 320-769-2596. Tiling doesn't cost, it pays. God bless our law enforcement and military.
American Surplus, East Highway 7, Montevideo, is a producer of the world-famous Ice Castle Fish Houses. Did you know you can pick up Ice Castle Fish House accessories at American Surplus? That's right. They also have storage buildings, dog kennels, playhouses, and framed artwork and flooring. Go to AmericanSurplusOnline.com to check out everything American Surplus has to offer. That's AmericanSurplusOnline.com.
2-1, Dawson Boyd leading RTR, as the Knights are going to be batting here on the top of the fourth. Very close play there to get that third out last inning, Bart.
Yeah, it was just like what they call a swinging bunny. Took a hard swing, but it only went about 5-6 feet in front of a home plate. Catcher did a nice job to get it. We both agree we thought he was safe, but we don't get to make the call, so we're going without.
And that would have scored a run for the Blackjacks.
Yes.
And the pitch is down low. We got, what do we got? Greasy, Burns, and Elton. The 7, 8, and 9 batters for RTR. And Eli Olson on the mound. The pitch is down low for ball two.
This is his fourth inning of work. He's up to 50 pitches. Once you reach past 30 pitches, then you have to have a day off, if you're wondering.
Next pitch, strike called.
And he would have to, he's already passed his, yeah, he will not be able to pitch on Thursday anyways if they should come hang on and win.
Next pitch, chopper foul for strike two. I got a right center field base hit last inning, I believe.
Yes. And he ended up stealing second right away, first pitch. He was in scoring position with just one hit, and they didn't score.
Here's the windup in the pitch by Eli. He reaches for it. Ground ball is short. Hansen boots it.
Yeah.
And we're going to have an error there on Nate.
Yep. Nice one hopper. And it looked like he was getting ready maybe to throw it a little bit before he caught it. He was starting to turn his body, and it just caromed off the heel of his glove into left field.
So RTR has a runner on first base. Here's the number 8 batter, Tyson Burns, who struck out in the second inning.
Last time Greasy, he took off on the first pitch, had a big lead if Olson could have seen him go. There he goes.
There he goes again. Here's the pitch. It's high, and it gets drops out of Grayson's glove. You won't throw it.
No. It was a good hop, and then the ball was a little bit high.
What happened here?
What? Everyone is confused. No. So
what's going on?
He thought it was a foul ball, so he started jogging back towards first.
So the RTR runner?
Yeah.
Crazy?
Yeah, and then Olson had it at first, and he was mistaken. He thought something else happened, so he ran to touch first base instead of throwing it to second to get him out. So both teams had a mistake.
Pop foul there by number 4, Burns.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So Greasy thought it was a foul ball after he stole the bag and was going back to first.
He was starting to jog back to first. He was about halfway there, and then Grayson threw it to Colin Olson at first, and Colin Olson was mistaken. He went to touch first, which he didn't have to do.
Tyson Burns batting for RTR. Nobody out. Now fake throw to second to Greasy.
Nice little spin move.
One ball, one strike to Tyson Burns. Blackjacks lead 2-1. We're in the top of the fourth inning. The loser will be done for the season. The winner of this game takes on YME Thursday. There's a
That hit him. He's out. He is out. No, that bounced up and hit him. That is a, he is out.
Wow.
I don't know if the Dawson team saw that. He fouled it. It went down when he took off running. The ball came back up and hit him.
That's an out.
And he was out of the box already. That should have been an out. I don't think the home plate umpire saw that. They could have asked the base ump.
Two strikes on Burns. Runner on second base. And the pitch. There's a shot to left field.
Oh, caught by Hanson. Throws a second. Double play.
Nate made up for that one. He dove through there and caught that one. The runner thought it was going through, and he got up on one knee and fired it to Botham at second for a double play. Wow.
Nate sure made up for that error, didn't he?
Yeah.
Wow.
That ball was just smoked a line drive, and he dove. I didn't think he had it, Paul. I was looking into the outfield to see where it was.
What a diving catch by the shortstop, Nate Hanson. Then quickly got up and threw to second to get Greasy.
Yeah.
Two outs, nobody on now for RTR. Blackjacks lead 2-1. That was a big threat there.
Yeah.
Better circle that one.
Yes, they had a leadoff runner on second with nobody out and hit a line drive.
There's a shot to left field.
Be right at him.
And Cam Sather doesn't have to move much. He makes the catch. And just like that, that's three out.
The rally is over. Two hard hit balls, but one of them was for a double play.
No runs, no hits, one error, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the top, bottom of the fourth, and the Blackjacks lead 2-1. We'll be right back.
Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County. Olson Sanitation offers complete garbage and recycling service, including residential, commercial, rural, and roll-off service. You can call their toll-free 1-800-420-1914. Olson Sanitation, serving all of Lac La Parle and Yellow Medicine County and parts of Lyon County.
Looking for a hands-on tech career with flexibility and remote work potential? The Computer and Networking Technician Program at Minnesota West trains you to solve hardware, software, and networking issues. Classes are offered in a hybrid format with flexible scheduling and in-person labs at the Jackson and Granite Falls campuses. Start your computer and networking career today at mnwest.edu.
Welcome back. I'm choking on my Snickers bar.
And I'm laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing. Bart's laughing at
me. I'm snickering.
Hey, entertaining baseball game.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a weird inning. They had a couple chances to get out, didn't get it, and then a line drive, great defensive play by Nate Hanson, and he gets up on one knee and fires it back to second for a double play.
Blackjacks have a 2-1 lead. They're batting here. Dawson Boyd batting in the bottom of the fourth. Line scores read Dawson Boyd two runs on two hits and one error. RTR one run on three hits and one error. So here we go. We're going to have Grayson Olson, Bo Johnson, Colin Olson, the first three batters, to face the sophomore pitcher, Braden Chandler.
He's throwing 48 pitches so far. This is his fourth inning of work.
Grayson Olson. Blackjacks with a 2-1 lead, they're batting. And there's a ground ball to the right side of the field. Wickman fields it cleanly and throws the first.
One out.
We've had a number of them.
Yeah, it's just both teams are really aggressive. They're not sitting on their heels waiting to get walked, waiting to get a lot of pitches. They see a pitch they like, they go after it.
Here's Bo Johnson. Bo struck out in the first inning.
Yeah, he threw a curveball and just froze him.
Chandler delivers to Bo Johnson. And there's a ground ball hit again to the second baseman, Wickman. He fields it and throws the first. Two pitches, two outs. Both to Wickman at second base.
Well, we always told kids, if you see two pitches and two outs, do not swing at the next pitch. We don't ever want to see a pitcher throw three pitches and get three outs.
Have you ever seen that?
I have.
Oh, you have.
And it's just, well, that just happened in a game not so long ago.
Okay.
I wonder if we weren't broadcasting it.
Here's Colin Olson, pitches way high. He's not going to swing at that one.
Nope, that was well over his head. He would have needed an 8-foot step ladder to get that one.
Collin grounded out to the pitcher in his only at bat.
Have quite a few hits to the right side in the games we've watched, so we'll see.
Here's the next pitch. There's a long fly ball left field way back, and it's going to go all the way to the fence. Collins on his way to second with a double.
And he's all pumped up.
Look at him. He is Tom Collin Olson.
You know, I thought for sure the center fielder was going to have a chance. Greasy, yeah, he dove, but, you know, with the wind blowing to right field, that ball almost held up enough for him. You know, if the wind isn't blowing that way, that's probably going to bounce off the fence. He hit that one a long ways.
He did. He really got a hold of that one, Collin did, and he chugged in to second base and pumped his fist. He got his uniform dirty.
Yeah. Well, they have a runner on with two outs here. And
here's a designated hitter, Holland Shocker. Two outs. Collin Olson at second. Pitches a strike. Say designated hitter or designated player?
Hitter. I think it's player in softball.
Okay.
Hitter in baseball.
Okay. Here's the next pitch.
Ooh.
That's strike two. To Collin.
A little bit high on curveball. Now you got to protect. With the runner in scoring position, you cannot let the man in blue decide your fate.
0-2 pitch, two outs. Olson with his lead at second. That pitch is way high for ball one.
They dropped that one a little bit, you know, three-quarter sidearm, and that ball just kind of floats away from the left-handed hitter.
The winner plays YME, and YME team is here watching this game. Next pitch, swung on and missed, and catcher has to throw it on the first and does.
Okay, so, 2-3 put-ups.
Let's see, Forsmer, and that will end the inning. No runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave Collin at second base. We're going to go to the top of the fifth. It's Dawson Boyd 2, RTR 1. We'll be right back after this.
Pick up some of your favorite Dairy Queen treats at the Dawson Dairy Queen, like chicken strip basket. How about the $7 meal deals? Cones, sundaes, royal treats. Are you celebrating a birthday? Pick up a DQ birthday cake. Happiness however you want it. Dawson Dairy Queen is open 10:30 to 10 every day. Citizens Alliance Bank is a proud supporter of all area teams. At Citizens Alliance Bank, our priority is to keep your money at home to help our communities grow and prosper. We offer a full range of products and services that are consistently evolving to meet the changing needs of our customers. Visit us online at citizensalliancebank.com or at one of our locations for more information. Citizens Alliance Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're back. Paul Ramo and Bart Hill here at the Iron Shed outside of Milroy. What a really good ball game going on here. 2-1, Dawson Boyd leading RTR.
It really is.
RTR has beat Dawson Boyd twice during the regular season, 9-3 and 9-2. And here we go, Eli Olson pitching to the top of the order, Braden Chandler.
59 pitches for Olson so far. Nice job.
First pitch was a strike. There's a ground ball hit the third, Tiger Long in foul territory. Try to backhand it. Two strikes to Chandler.
Yeah, top of the order here. I figure they're going to probably get one more look at Olson besides this at bat here, already in the fifth inning.
Here's the pitch to Chandler. He fouls that one over the grandstand. This is the only game here today, right?
It is.
Yep. Only three teams left in Section 3A. Section 3AA, that's another story.
Oh, man.
Talk about that if we get time. Swung on and fall back there by Chandler. He's staying alive here, 0-2. Montevideo lost to Laverne last night. I believe it was 5-4.
Correct.
Knocking the Thunderhawks down in the loser's bracket.
And Morris was going to play an elimination game against New London Spicer. That got rained out.
There's a Chau swung and it went off his knee.
Yeah, that got rained out up in Painesville, so now it just threw a wrench in everything. So just as an example, if Morris was going to come back and win it, they'd have to win five games in 3 days.
Wow, that's crazy.
It is.
Here's a two-strike pitch to Chandler, and that's outside for a ball.
And that's what I love about this section is they've got it where when there's games, you all come to the same site, you know, other than the first day, the
right.
number one seed's host.
1-2 pitch. Ground ball foul again down the third base side. And the head coach for RTR couldn't feel it.
Tyler Wickman is in front of us. He's giving him a hard time.
The head coach bobbled the ball. He had an error.
Yeah, we're going to call it E-Coach. EC.
1-2 pitch. Down in the dirt. Nice stop by Grayson Olson.
Chandler fouled off 4 2-strike pitches, Paul. This is going to be his 9th pitch in just this at-bat.
Eli Olson is lined up the 2-2 pitch. Hit to the second baseman. Colton Boffin fields it, throws the first. Oh! and Colin Olson made the catch. That was dangerous.
Oh, he had so much time. He took his time and he threw it and almost threw it away. Colin Olson let him.
He wasn't that far from him.
No, it was a little bit to the first base side. He came jogging up about, a 40-foot throw maybe.
Yep. One out. We're in the top of the fifth. Blackjacks lead 2-1. Here's Tyler Wickman. And a strike called to Wickman.
Wickman's been on twice. Had that line drive in the first inning, and he walked and scored in the third inning.
Eli delivers. And there's a shot to right center field. That's going to drop in there. Bo Johnson picks it up. And a base hit. That's the fourth hit of the game for RTR.
By Tyler Wickman. And he's fast, too. We'll see if he takes off stealing first or second pitch. Eli Detterman up. He's got a double. He hit that one deep in the right center gap his last time up. So now they're moving the right fielder over a little bit. Center fielder still looks like he's straight away or shading to left field.
Detterman at the plate. Wickman at first base. There's just one out. And Eli fakes a throw over to first.
Yeah, Wickman's got a pretty decent lead over there.
2-1. Dawson Boyd leading. Throw over to first. Ooh, he gets back.
Yeah.
Think Wickman will steal?
Maybe not this pitch. He doesn't look like he's leaning that way, but I would say within the first couple probably. Now he's got some... not really.
Here's the pitch to Detterman. Oh, and it gets by Grayson Olson, and Wickman runs down to second base.
Yeah.
So the Knights have a runner in scoring position, down 2-1.
Grayson shaking his head. That's one of those where he just has to slide out and catch that ball. It was about 4 inches, 5 inches off the ground, but it didn't bounce, so I think he's a little upset with himself for not catching that.
Olson checks his runner at second now, Wickman, and the pitch is down low to Detterman. 2-0, I think. 2-0 count, yep. Chandler on deck for RTR as the wind picks up.
Yeah, it's blowing a little harder right at us.
Next pitch, there's a ground ball. Hanson fields it, and it goes by him. Wickman's on his way to third. Here's the throw, and it gets by third baseman, and it's going to go into the dugout.
Yep.
That's going to allow a run in, and the Knights have tied it up.
So the ball got by Nate Hanson. I don't know if he would have had a play at first, and it got by him in the left field. Sather picked it up, and he threw it trying to get Wickman out. Nobody was backing up the play, which... In those instances, you yell at the pitcher to come to home plate. The catcher should be backing up that play. It went right into the dugout, so that allowed Wickman to score. And since it came from the outfield, Paul, it's a two-base error. So that allowed Detterman to get all the way to third base. So that was a really costly error there.
So we are tied up. Coach Swenson making the trip out to the mound to talk to his pitcher in infield. I think they gave him an error there, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh. It would have been hard. He does have a real strong arm. He was going to backhand it. You know, we don't know if he would have had a chance to throw him out or not because it got by him. But then once it did get by him, they just needed to get it back to the infield or back up the play.
So now we're tied 2-2 here in the top of the fifth. Still one out. Drew Chandler's batting. Eli Detterman's at third base.
Yes, there's actually two errors on that play.
Yep.
The original one and then the one in going from the left fielder.
And a swing and a miss there by Chandler.
Well, they are. Yeah, changing the hits up there. Maybe they gave the batter a hit and then not just the one error on the
Here's
throw.
Here's from the stretch, Eli Olson. Pitches high to Drew. Well, see if the Blackjacks can get out of this. Only one out here in the top of the fifth. Runner on third. That's the go-ahead run.
And pitch ground ball, and in the hole, and no throw, and a run comes in.
Yeah, that one they had no chance to make any play. It just went between the third baseman and shortstop.
Tygan Long dove for the ball, kind of ricocheted to Nate Hansen, but Nate picked the ball up and decided not to throw. And this might be it for Eli Olson.
Yeah.
So the Knights take a lead, 3-2.
Bringing in Colton Boffin.
All right, we've got a pitching change. Colton Boffin coming in to pitch. We'll take a break. It's the Knights 3, Dawson Boyd 2 here in the fifth. We'll be right back.
Okay, so they gave Detterman an infield hit on that one.
Kerry Harding and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are dedicated to the success of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Kerry Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Southwest Insurance Services today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com.
Larson Brothers Concrete has two dump trucks and a side dump semi to haul your gravel, crushed concrete, crushed granite, black dirt, and more. They spread on driveways and will haul to other contractors. Call Nick at 507-920-8454 or Shannon at 507-920-8453. Larson Brothers Concrete, serving our entire Q92 listing area.
Pitching change for Dawson Boyd. Colton Boffin comes in from second base, and Eli Olson is done. He'll play second base, Eli Olson. Archer now leads 3-2 here with one out in the fifth.
Yeah, they ended up giving Detterman an infield hit on that ball that Nate Hansen tried to backhand. He had to go quite a ways in the hole, but then there's still the error on coming in from the left fielder that allowed the first run to score and the second runner to move all the way to third base. And, of course, he scored on Drew Chandler's single. And that was an infield hit.
What's happened so far in the inning here is the top of the order. They got Chandler out right away, didn't they?
They did.
And then three base hits in a row.
Three base hits.
Then the air.
And one of them was an infield hit, and the other one just leaked off the infielder's glove. So not very hard hit, but you don't have to. You just have to find a place to put him.
All right. Here's the Colton Boffin in relief now. Finds a runner on first base. That's Chandler. Here's Seth Cowell, the catcher for RTR batting. And a strike throw. Colton threw, I believe, on Saturday, didn't he?
Yeah, he threw against Lacaparo the other night.
Okay, yeah, Lacaparo, yeah. Colton Boffin pitching to Cowell. Throw over to first. And Chandler gets back.
Yeah, he threw 4 2/3 innings against Lacaparo and gave up 4 hits, 3 runs. But now he needs to throw strikes here. Just one out and a runner on first base.
Boffin pitching to Cowell. One strike on him. And there's a long fly ball deep center field. Bo Johnson camps underneath of it and makes the catch for out number 2. 2 outs here in the fifth.
Yeah, that one just kind of hung up.
Here's Chase Christensen. With 2 outs here in the top of the fifth, the Knights have scored 2 runs here to take the lead now over Dawson Boyd, 3-2. Chase Christensen. Boffin throws the first, and Chandler gets back again.
That was a good throw. It looked like he may be stealing on that. He was kind of leaning, and he got back quick. And the bench yells, "Did they get him?" And they all yell, "No."
2
he
out.
Might be going, Paul.
There he goes. Here's the pitch in the dirt. Grayson Olson's throw to second, not in time.
Excellent jump.
Pitch was kind of low. It was actually in the dirt.
Yeah, it was going to be a tough one. And he threw it, got it down there quick enough. But when it's in the dirt like that, you got to make sure you're stopping the ball first.
Colton wants a new baseball.
Well, this is a big at bat here.
Keep it to one run.
Yeah, it's 3-2. You don't want him to go up.
Chase Christensen batting. No strikes on him, but there's 2 outs. Here's the pitch from Boffin, and that's strike 1.
The scoreboard still has them just for one run in this inning, Paul.
What's that?
I said the scoreboard just has RTR for one run
in
this inning.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I got three.
So they've got, they've got two in this inning, three total. Yeah.
Here's the pitch. Down in the dirt. Nice stop by Grayson Olson.
Yeah.
Section 3A baseball. The winner plays YME on Thursday for the Section 3A championship. Last year, it was Lacapoil Valley versus Dawson Boyd in the Section 3A championship. Here's Boffin's pitch. And it's hit over the head of the shortstop, Nate Hansen. Chandler's around third, and he's going to try to score. And a good fight. Oh, everybody goes to the backstop, and another run in for RTR. What happened there?
Well, it was a single, and Sather threw it in. Tygan Long and Grayson Olson weren't communicating there. Tygan didn't hear anything, so he'd let it go by, and it just went past Grayson all the way to home plate. But I think if they would have been yelling a little louder, Paul, Tygan could have caught
it off,
quickly threw it home, because the ball was up the line.
Yeah, they probably had him pretty easily at home.
I think they would have.
So here's Sean Greasy.
And then once that play got by, you know, to the backstop, that allowed Christensen to get down to second, so they still have another runner in scoring position with two outs here.
Here's Boffin's pitch, and he swings at that one. Number two does, Sean Greasy.
Well, we remarked before the game, I don't know if we were doing it between innings or what. It seems like in those two losses, Dawson said they always have one bad inning where they have a lot of errors and give up a lot of runs. Got three so far here for the Knights.
Next pitch, strike called. Two strikes. Jim Colden. Two outs, two strikes. Blackjack's down by two runs now. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. He reaches for it. Ground ball hit the short. Hansen fields it. Throws low. And it gets by Colin Olson. And another run's going to score. Another error. And another run for RTR here in the top of the fifth.
Yeah, that's just unfortunate. Yeah, it was a slow roller. He really charged it. He got down on it well. You know, the thing is, he's running towards home plate, trying to throw across his body, and a lot of times that causes you to throw the ball low, and it did, and went up to the outfield side of the base and got by Olson.
Tyson Burns batting. Blackjack's trying to get this third out.
Yeah, it's always tough.
Throw over to first. Greasy at first base. Runner on first here for RTR. Two outs. Top of the fifth. Four runs are in here in the fifth inning.
Yeah.
Here's the pitch, and it's high. Here's a throw down to second, and he is out.
He hurdled the fielder anyways. He was going to be out. He starts laughing.
So that ends stops the bleeding.
Yeah, it was a nice throw from
four runs on four hits. How many errors?
Two for sure, maybe two, three, depending
three,
on...
Yep, two errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Five to two. We'll be back after this.
Livestock Systems of Dawson would like to remind area livestock producers that they are your livestock equipment specialists. Whether you raise hogs, cattle, or sheep, they have what you need. Used equipment available too. Livestock Systems of Dawson can repair concrete in your livestock barns. They carry air filter cleaners, tow ropes, American-made steel for shops, garages, barns, and more with a 45-year warranty. And see them for your livestock ventilation and plumbing needs. They have an insulation machine that sucks insulation, and they can install brand new insulation into your livestock barns. Livestock Systems of Dawson, owned and operated by Randy and Jody Mosing. Call 320-769-2564, DawsonEngineeringMN.com.
Mineota Building Materials, located along Highway 68 in Mineota, has all your complete building needs. Competitive prices, free estimates, materials on hand. They feature high-quality, low-cost buildings, agricultural buildings, commercial buildings, and residential buildings. So stop in and visit with Kevin Jerzak, manager. They have what you are looking for. That's Mineota Building Material, 115 West 1st Street, Mineota. Give them a call at 507-872-6147. That's area code 507-872-6147. Mineota Building Materials, Mineota.
Your new score, RTR 5, Dawson Boyd 2. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Eli Olson, 9-1-2 batters. Eli Olson, Cam Sather, Colton Boffin facing Braden Chandler. There's the pitch to Eli. Curveball missed. Curveball 2, I believe.
Yeah, he's really throwing a lot more curveballs than he drops. A little bit three-quarter sidearm. He's kind of throwing that fastball in his back pocket for now.
Next pitch, there's a ground ball hit the short. Elton fields it, and he is going to safe. Oh, he's out at first base.
It was a close play.
Very close play. Ground ball to the shortstop, Elton.
Yeah, he almost held it in his glove too long. He kind of pulled it in his glove, looked at the ball a little bit, took a deep breath, played a game of solitaire, and made the throw. He almost held on to it too long. Top of the order, though.
Here's Cam Sather. Cam's grounded out and walked in the game. Chandler and his windup in the pitch. Ground ball hit the short. Elton again fields it, and Sather's through. Oh, and he's going to be safe. That one sailed on Elton Evan way over the fence.
Yeah, it was not close.
Air there on the shortstop for RTR.
But, you know, it gets a runner down in scoring position, which is what you want.
So Sather runs down to second base.
You know, in the Knights last inning, Paul, they got that harmless first batter got out, and then they scored four runs.
Chandler, 61 pitches, and the coach for RTR coming out. Looks like they're going to make a pitching change.
I like his demeanor out there, you know, for a sophomore. He was laughing, jawing back and forth with the Dawson bench for a while, which you shouldn't do. But for a sophomore, that takes a lot of guts.
Are they going to make a pitching change?
I don't know. They're talking to Elton out there. He was looking at his glove. I don't know. Maybe the coach is asking, do you have a hole in your glove?
Oh, from the shortstop from
there? Yeah, because that ball got stuck in his glove a little bit. Like I said, I was kind of making fun of him looking. So, you know, sometimes when your lacing is a little bit loose, you know, it sticks in the webbing.
You know, I think that's what the visit to the mound was for, to talk to the shortstop.
Yeah, because they were waiting. He wasn't even looking at the pitcher. He was waiting for the shortstop to get over there.
You got a hole in your glove?
Yeah. Is your lace, you know, tight?
No, he's back in the dugout, and here's Colton Boffin. Colton Boffin.
Well, he got a double his first time up.
Well, the one out here in the bottom of the fifth, Dawson Boyd down now 5-2, and they have Sather at second base. Curveball in there for a strike.
Yeah, he's done that to a lot of batters. He starts with a curveball or that sidearm motion. Keep him off balance.
One out here in the bottom of the fifth inning at the Irish Yard in Milroy, Section 3 of baseball. Swing and a miss by Colton.
He was nowhere close on that one.
Two strikes. 0-2 count to Colton Boffin.
And, you know, those innings where you give up runs and have a couple errors, they're just really deflating mentally.
Here comes the 0-2 pitch to Colton Boffin. And outside, you can hear the home plate umpire say that, outside.
Yeah. Important thing is they can't get themselves down. I mean, they still have three at-bats left. It's a three-run game. This is where your leader's got to start leading.
One ball, two strikes to Colton.
Oh,
chopper right back to the pitcher. Chandler fields it, throws the first. And Sather will go to second to third.
Yeah, it looked like it was a high inside fastball, and he's going to swing and maybe hold up, and it just hit his bat. Rolled about halfway between home plate and the pitcher's mound. The pitcher picked it up and threw him out.
Here's Tygan Long. Sather's at third base.
Tygan looking for his first hit. He had a walk and a sacrifice bunt. It would be big here.
Two outs here in the bottom of the fifth. Blackjacks down 5-2. If you're just tuning in, they led 2-0 for a couple innings.
Yep. The Knights scored one in the third and then four in the fifth using a couple of errors to help them out in four hits.
Sather with his lead at third, not holding them on. And Chandler pitching here to Tygan Long. Here's the pitch, and it's high for a ball. Throw it on the third.
Yeah, well, you got to pay attention. that catcher,
Cole?
He's not afraid to throw it. The coach said something like, there's two outs. He goes, I can get him out.
Is that what he said? Here's the pitch to Tygan. Pitches high for ball. after the pitch, Kyle threw down the third to try to pick Sather off.
Yeah, I think it surprised the third baseman as much as Sather.
Here's the next pitch from Chandler. And it's called strike two.
It's 3-1.
No. One strike, excuse me.
He's got to look at the same kind of pitch here and put a bat on it. Give Nate a chance on deck.
Here's the 3-1 pitch to Tigan. It's in the dirt, ball four. So the Blackjacks have runners on first and third and two outs. And brings up Nate Hansen.
Nate's looking for his first hit. Grounded out to the first baseman, then he had that little swing chopper. The catcher made a nice throw and a very close play at first base.
All right, this Blackjacks need some runs here.
Here's
the pitch. There goes the run. The throw down the second.
Goes
out in the center field. That's going to score Sather. Tiger Long's on his way to third. And an error there costs the Knights a run.
Yeah, so he's going to get a stolen base. He had the base stolen clearly. The catcher threw it to the right side of the bag and went into right center field. So Tigan scooted all the way to third, so that run's going to score on that error.
Well, now if they can get a base hit here to cut it to 5-3 right now.
That's right.
Could cut it to 1 with a base hit with Tigan Long at third. Blackjack's not quitting.
Yeah, this is another big at-bat. And
here's the pitch. And a shot to right side. It's base hit. Base hit. Nate Hansen, RBI single. 5-4.
Boy, that was up by the shoulders. He just tomahawked that one.
And Nate kind of redeemed himself there.
Now he's going to, this might be it for Braden Chandler.
It is.
We'll
His coach has taken the ball, I think.
He said, I'll take that.
All right, we'll take a pitching change. We'll take a break. We'll be back. And the Blackjacks are threatening here. They're down 5-3 now.
5-4.
5-4, excuse me. 5-4. And a pitching change here. We'll be right back.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
Farmers Grain Company with locations in Astoria, Porter, Canby, and Dawson. Farmers, they can handle all your feed needs, including on-staff nutritionists with multiple different feed companies. Give them a call at 507-223-7236. Check their website out at cfgrain.com for all the information you will need. That's cfgrain.com. That's Canby Farmers Grain Company.
All right, welcome back to the Irish Yard in Milroy, everyone. Section 3A baseball, we've got a pitching change for the Knights. Now in the pitch is the second baseman, Tyler Wickman. Braden Chandler went over to third base, and then the third baseman went over to second base. So nobody new in the game, but this is a big moment for the Blackjacks. They took advantage of a couple of errors by the Knights here to score two runs to cut that deficit to 5-4. Still two outs, still the fifth inning. Grayson Olson is up to bat. He tripled his first time up, and he hit a ground ball to second base his second time up, but nothing bigger now than this at bat. If he can keep this rally going for the Blackjacks, hopefully they can continue to score and maybe tie this game up or take a lead. Here comes Whitman's pitch right down the middle. Strike. Ball one, strike one to Grayson Olson, the senior catcher. He had an RBI triple his first time up, hit that laser shot right over the right fielder's head. Whitman's checking the runner. There's an inside hit. Oh, he called that a strike. Looked like it might have been a little bit inside there. We've got Nate Hansen, good speed on first base.
Yeah, a good opportunity here for Dawson Boy.
Yeah, they might use a hit and run. Not a very big lead, though, by Hansen.
And a swing and fall back there by Grayson Olson.
Yeah, I think this would be a good time. One ball, two strikes. I thought it was 2-2, but I guess it's 1-2. Well, two strikes, two outs, a good time to try stealing here. You got a little hit and run action.
5-4, the score, RTR leading. Outside. Tyler Wickman.
Pitch five. Well,
5-4, right?
It is 5-4.
Yep.
Nate does not have a very big lead over there.
Nate has the lead. At first, there's a shot popped up.
Coming right for us, Paul. Nope, they're going to come back in play.
And Towles right in front of us and makes the catch for the third out. Right in front of us. We have we're in the action there.
I thought that wind would push it a little bit more to us.
But in that fifth inning, Blackjacks get two runs on one hit, two errors, and they leave one on base. Well, we got a ball game.
Yeah, we do.
The Knights lead 5-4 with the Blackjacks coming to bat here. Or the Knights coming to bat here in the top of the sixth. We'll be right back.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get things like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
See the Klein Insurance Agency located in the old National Bank building downtown Madison. Call them at 320-598-3979.
Paul Ramo, Bart Hill back here at the Irish Yard, Section 3A baseball playoffs. 5-4, RTR leading Dawson Boyd. The winner will play YME for the section championship on Thursday.
Yeah, now we're getting down to crunch time, the last two innings in a one-run game. It's important to keep those runners off the base paths.
8-9-1 bat for RTR.
Ooh, that one behind him.
Colton Bothan, first pitch to Tyson Burns.
I was asked that. If it goes behind him, is that outside or inside pitch?
I would say outside.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Tight ball game here. Everything on the line. And inside pitch. Five runs for RTR on seven hits, three errors. Dawson Boyd, four runs on four hits and three errors. Next pitch inside.
All three of them were inside. Who's at just pitch 14? We'll see what happens here. If he gets on base and if they decide to make a pitching change.
3-0 in the dirt for ball four. Four straight pitches, balls there to Burns.
And none of those were close. So you've got, I believe, both Nate Hansen and Tegan Long are available to pitch. They would have pitched on Saturday. And I don't think either one of them pitched 75 pitches.
Colton Bothan in relief of Eli Olson last inning. Nobody out. Here's the number nine batter, Gabe Elton. And there's a strike thrown.
There's a fake and a bluff and a bunt there to maybe try to draw a pitch.
A tough inning last inning for Dawson Boyd as RTR scored four runs in the fifth.
And then Dawson came back and scored two runs utilizing a couple of errors.
Here's the pitch to Elton.
There goes.
There goes the runner and a bunt's foul.
Yeah, it was a bunt and run there. He took off running and the runner squared. Confidence in your bunting.
I'm going to have to put my pullover on. It is getting a little chilly out. Two strikes. Big pitch here for Colton Bothan to Gabe Elton, number nine batter for RTR.
Yeah,
runner on first. Here's the pitch. Grounder right back to Colton. He's going to go to second with it and throw to first. Not in time.
There's our catcher backing up.
They got one out.
So Elton will reach on a fielder's choice. Nice play by Bothan. Those are hard. You're coming downhill off a mound. You feel the ground ball, and you got to turn. And sometimes your step is going uphill because you're right on the mound. But he made a nice throw to second base to get the lead runner.
So here's the top of the order now for RTR and Braden Chandler, who's now at third base, I believe.
Yeah, he's officially 0-for-2 with a hit by pitch. Oh, another hit by pitch.
Oh, my goodness. Another hit batsman.
Yeah, it sounded like it hit him right on the elbow. That sounded like it hurt.
So, two runners on now for RTR. They have a 5-4 lead here in the top of the sixth.
Yeah, according to Game Changer, Nate threw 71 and Tigan threw 40-something on Saturday, so they both would be eligible to pitch here if needed.
Runners on first and second for the Knights. There's just one out here in the top of the sixth. Wickman batting, and the pitch is outside for a ball.
Yeah, you want to get your team back in and hitting again after they just scored a couple of runs to get within one now. But
here's a pitch from Colton, popped up. Second baseman Eli Olson makes the catch. Two outs.
That helps.
And now Eli Detterman will bat.
He hit a ground ball, a hard one to the third baseman his first time up, and he doubled and singled his next two times up, so he hit the ball three times really well today, Paul. This is a big out for Colton Boffin and the Blackjacks.
This is a big moment in the ball game here with RTR leading by one run, 5-4. They have runners on first and second, two outs. Here's Detterman. Colton Boffin, the pitch. Ground ball to second. Eli fields it. Throws the first out.
That was huge, and he didn't want to swing at that. He stuck out his bat, tried to pull it back. It was a nice little roller to the second baseman.
No runs, no hits. One, no errors?
No errors, no, two left.
Two left on base. Let's see if the Blackjacks can get some runs. They're down 5-4. Here they come in the bottom of the sixth.
No errors.
For all your building needs at your home-owned independent lumberyard, Sather Building Supply. They're located at 236 North 3rd Street, just off of Highway 212 in Dawson. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Sather Building Supply. All your building needs. Located at 236 North 3rd Street, Dawson, Minnesota. You can call 320-769-4481. That's 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, where they appreciate your business.
Life changes, then it changes again. At Edward Jones, we believe that when it comes to your financial goals, you can't predict the unexpected, but you can prepare. Challenges such as job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Hi, I'm Shelley Bedner, an Edward Jones financial advisor. Let's work together to help make sure you're ready for life's ups and downs. Call us at 320-321-1426 to get started. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Paul Raymond, Bart Hill back here, Irish Yard. We got a ball game. Everything's going to be on the line here. Just got a couple innings left. RTR lead 5-4.
Yeah, everything's going to be magnified now. Getting runners on base, advancing them to the next base, making the plays that you should make. Everything is big.
All right, it's going to be Bo Johnson, Colin Olson, Holland Shocker. The Blackjacks down by a run here in the bottom of the sixth. And batting is Bo Johnson. Just takes the first pitch from Wickman, who's in relief here. A strike.
He's officially 0-2 on the day, Bo is.
Swung on and got a piece of it for strike two, fouled it back.
Well, like Mary Royland would say, you got a piece of it, next time get the whole thing.
Mary.
She is quite the mare.
Yep. It was fun.
You gotta love her enthusiasm.
Yep. Next pitch outside for a ball. That was close.
The RTR crowd's like, ooh.
And we've got a nice crowd here tonight.
We do. It's really filled in nicely.
Next pitch is high for ball two. Two balls, two strikes to Bo Johnson.
Alan Olson doubled his last time up. He's on deck.
Wickman's pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. His first strikeout of the game.
Yeah, he reared back and threw that one a little bit harder than his other pitches.
So here's the first baseman for Dawson Boyd, Colin Olson, who really hit the ball well, hard last inning, got a double actually.
We've remarked all year long the 7, 8, 9 hitters really did a nice job of getting on base, scoring some runs, and the Blackjacks are going to need them here in this inning now.
Here's the first pitch to Colin. It's high. Blackjacks down by a run, 5-4. Here in the bottom of the sixth. A pitch from Wickman. There's a shot to right center field. Yeah. That's going to drop in there for a base hit. How about Colin Olson? Back-to-back hits.
Let's see if they use a pinch runner for him. I think they are. They're going to use a pinch runner.
And Colin Olson
Let's see, we got a number on the top.
Line run at first
here.
Base. Is that Mosing?
Number 10.
Yep, Mosing, I think.
So Brian Mosing is going to pinch run. He can't courtesy run. This is a pitch runner. So he's officially in the game now, but Colin can re-enter, which he will.
Well, Colin Shocker will bat. They're in the bottom of the sixth.
Well, Kyan represents the
tying run.
That's big.
And there's one out. Here's the first pitch to Holland Shocker. And it's low for a ball.
Holland struck out twice today, but he had a couple hits in his last game we did, the broadcast against Lac Parle.
Sun is peeking out now.
It is.
Here's the pitch. Outside for ball two. 2-0 to Holland Shocker. Eli Olson waiting his turn on deck.
Bottom of the order, you try to do anything you can to get on base here. Holland's choking up on his bat a little bit.
Next pitch is a strike. Two balls, one strike. Yep. RTR leading Dawson Boyd 5-4 if you're just tuning in. Section 3A elimination game. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Holland. Mm. Swing and a miss. He's a little behind there.
Yeah, he was well behind that one. He knows that too. Now you want to put that ball in play.
Runner at first base is Mosing. Here's the 2-2 pitch. In the dirt, gets by the catcher. Cowell, Mosing is at second base. That was a ball, and we got a full count. Runner on second now.
Got a couple chances here with just one out to try to score that tying run from second and Kyan Mosing. Full count here now, though.
Well, see if Holland wants another player at a game t-shirt.
Well, this would be big.
Full count pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Two outs.
Well, that was a big strikeout by Wickman.
Mosing represents the tying run at second base here in the bottom of the sixth. Now it's Eli Olson batting for Dawson Boyd. You win this game, you play Thursday. You lose this game, you go home.
Sounds easy, Paul.
And there's pop foul out of play. For strike one to Eli.
A little bit of a high fastball. Didn't get an overly great cut on that one. Almost like he realized that the last minute maybe is a little high and didn't take a full swing.
Here's the pitch to Eli. And he pops it up. First baseman Christensen in foul territory, and he'll make the catch. For the out. And so for Dawson Boyd, no runs on one hit, no errors, and they leave Mosing at second base. We're going to go to the top of the seventh inning. RTR 5, Dawson Boyd 4. We'll be right back.
Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls providing Senex Premium Diesel Fuels. Propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
When you're smiling,
let Dr. Brandon Elstead and your friends at the Madison Dental Clinic make you feel good about your smile. There you'll find many of the newest technologies dentistry has to offer right here in Madison. At the Madison Dental Clinic, they see people from 2 to 102, and they'd love to see you. They'll help you find your best smile. Call 320-598-7433. That's 320-598-7433 for the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, Minnesota, where they remind you, only floss and brush the teeth you want to keep.
When you're smiling.
Well, we've reached the seventh inning, Bart.
And it's a game again.
5-4, RTR leading Dawson Boyd. Top of the seventh, the Knights batting. 4, 5, and 6 batters. Colton Bothan in relief, and he hits the first batter.
Ooh.
That's happened a number of innings here.
Yes, it has.
That's not what you want to have happen there.
He's hit two batters. I believe Eli Olson has hit two batters. You know, this might be a great time just to go out as a coach and talk to your young pitcher and just settle him down, remind him of the situation. You certainly don't want to give up any more runs.
Cowell, the catcher batting for RTR. Chandler over at first base.
Here's the pitch to Cowell, and it's a strike called. 5-4, one-run lead for RTR. Blackjacks had an opportunity last inning with Mosing at second. Couldn't get him in to tie it up. Here's the pitch. Oh, throw over to first. And Chandler gets back.
Yeah, I didn't think he was going because he was still taking off his batting glove there. So, but he almost caught, surprised him throwing over to first base.
A four-run fifth inning. There's a ground ball. Nate Hansen fields it, goes to second for the out. To throw to first. Safe. Oh, he almost turned a double.
Yeah, it was just a nice turn. Got rid of it quickly, both the shortstop and the second baseman, but it just wasn't hit hard enough for a double play.
That would have been huge.
That would have been.
Here's Chase Christensen with one out. Cowell at first base.
But they did a nice job of turning that where they made sure to get the first one. Christensen, I think he doubled his last time up. 1-for-3 on the day, scored a run, had an RBI double, that's right.
Here's the pitch there, here from Colton. And it's low for a ball. 9 hits for RTR, 5 hits for Dawson Boyd in the game. We're in the 7th inning. Boffin checks his runner at first. Doesn't really have a big lead.
No.
And the pitch. Oh, outside for a ball.
Curve ball outside.
Boffin thought that was a strike.
I think most of the Dawson Boyd crowd did as well. We can't really see the outside and inside part of the play from our angle.
Next pitch. Puddle popper. Second base. Eli Olson makes the catch. Big out there for Dawson Boyd. 2 outs. Here's Sean Greasy.
Yeah, he's officially 1-for-3. But he's put the ball in play all 3 times.
A couple errors.
Yeah, a couple errors on the shortstop. And he gets the ball there.
All right.
Hard.
Boy, the Blackjacks can get the third out here.
Yeah.
Come the bat in the bottom of the seventh, down the run. There's a shot to left field.
In the corner.
This is going to go in the hole. And around him, Cowell's on his way to third. And throw to third.
He got it. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Cam Saffer from left field.
Oh, my gosh. That ball got in the corner. He threw a bullet, a laser to third, and tagging along with the tag. There's no way I thought he was going to get him out.
How did that happen?
Oh, my gosh. What a throw.
Cam Saffer.
Wow.
I don't know. Was that Saffer?
That was Saffer. Saffer in left field. But wow. There is no way I thought he was going to get him out.
All right, we'll take a break. Can the Blackjacks come to bat here in the bottom of the seventh, down by a run? We'll find out.
We'll see.
Hi, I'm Brian Nelson, and I'm excited to join United Prairie Bank in Madison as a business banker. May is Beef Month, and we're celebrating the hardworking farmers who bring high-quality beef to our dinner tables. As the largest ag lender of Minnesota community banks, United Prairie is committed to support our local ag producers and help them grow. United Prairie Bank will help you get there. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Dawson Truck Parts, easy to find along Highway 212 in Dawson.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back. So I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Minnesota at highschoolofficials.com.
All right, Cam Saffer at the plate. Swings at it and follows it back. We're in the bottom of the seventh. Blackjacks down 5-4. They score 2. They can win it.
They need 1 to tie, 2 to win. Let's hope they can get
it. You want your season to continue. They need to score some runs. Saffer hits a high fly ball. Left fielder coming in. Datterman.
Oh, did he catch it?
And he does catch it.
Oh, wow.
A diving catch there by Detterman for the first out in left field.
Yeah, he caught. That's a shoestring catch, literally. And then he rolled over and stood up and did a backflip, I think.
Well, Elton, the shortstop, was running back, too.
Yeah, third baseman was running back, shortstop.
That could have easily dropped.
Yeah. The left fielder, Detterman, called them all off, and he caught it right by his foot, almost dropped him. I didn't even know if he had it right away. I had to wait until he got them rolling.
One out.
Darn it.
RCR, two outs away. There's a strike to Colton Boffin. Boy, that would have dropped. That would have been great.
That would have been huge because he was flying. He would have been on second base.
Colton Boffin batting. Pitches high from Tyler Wickman.
Well, they still have to get two more outs, and Blackjack still have a chance to tie this up or take a lead.
They're down by a run. Ground ball hit the short. Elton fields it by second base. Throws the first. He's out.
Whoa, whoa. That was another close play.
Two outs.
Wow.
Shortstop Elton.
He had him by a whisker.
He had to go a long ways. Elton did the shortstop. Yeah. He actually fielded it by the second base.
Yeah, and he was playing pretty deep. So thought they had a chance there. They almost did.
Well, the Blackjacks are down to their last out here. Tegan Long pitches down low.
He's walked twice and had a sacrifice bunt, so he's been on base twice and scored twice for the Blackjacks. They need him to score three times to keep their season alive.
Two outs here. Pitches high for ball. Nate Hansen wants a bat. He's on deck.
Right. If he gets up, they still have a chance.
5-4, RTR leading. Here's the pitch to Tigan, and that's a strike two. I think that was strike two.
Or two balls, one strike.
Two balls, one strike, okay. Tigan Long at the plate.
You just need to find some way to get on base.
Wickman, a swing and a miss for strike two.
Well, RTR. Last strike now,
One pitch away. Wickman, two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the seventh. The pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And the RTR Knights win it 5-4, and they're celebrating right in front of us here.
Oh, darn it.
Wow. That was some game. So RTR will play Yellow Medicine East in the section championship game on Thursday. And that'll end the Dawson Boyd Blackjack season. We'll take a couple minute break, and we will come back with the Neon Needles post game show after this.
Hometown Kitchen and Bath in Mineota takes pride in working closely with you to create beautiful, innovative, and functional kitchens and baths that reflect your lifestyle while providing the best value for your investment. From conception to completion, Nadine listens carefully to your wants and needs to ensure that every aspect of the job is done correctly, down to the final detail. Check out Hometown Kitchen and Bath on Facebook or call 507-872-5969. Hometown Kitchen and Bath, located in downtown Mineota.
Farming is 1,000 decisions along the way, and Cargill is here to support you throughout the journey. Cargill is a long-standing member of the Madison business community, and they are proud to reinvest in our local economy. The team is ready to help you with a variety of tools available right at your fingertips. Sell your crop and check local bids. Diversifying with Cargill Elevate Pricing Solutions. Grow sustainability with Cargill Regen Connect. Manage your account from your phone or desktop with Cargill Ag. Explore the ways Cargill can help you. Visit CargillAg.com. Call 320-324-6491 or stop in the office.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Warren Tregestead, at 320-894-1576.
I'm Dr. Lindsay Hansen, and I'm excited to be part of the Johnson Memorial Health Services Family Medicine team. With over 8 years of experience, I'm here to provide care for patients of all ages, whether it's a wellness exam, chronic disease management, or prenatal care. I believe every patient deserves to feel heard, respected, and empowered in their healthcare journey. Together, we can achieve your health goals and make a positive difference in your life. I'm currently accepting new patients. Call 320-769-4393 to schedule your appointment today.
Man, I loved playing high school sports growing up. And it's fun being a fan now, don't get me wrong, but sitting in the stands feels like I'm missing out on all the action, you know? I wanted to get back in the game, so I signed up to be a high school official. It takes me back to my playing days. I'm supporting students, and I get paid to make the big calls. Do you want to see the game up close? Sign up to become an official in Minnesota at highschoolofficials.com.
Friends Bank of Prinsburg, established in 1916 to serve the needs of our local communities. We offer a variety of banking products and services. Prins Bank strives to make our customers' banking experiences easy and pleasant. Our friendly and experienced staff is highly committed to service and customer satisfaction. Our goal at Prins Bank is to combine friendly, hometown banking with a wide array of products and services to satisfy our customers' needs. Prins Bank, located in Prinsburg. Check us out on the web at www.prinsbank.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This May, it's Beef Month, and at Greater Community Credit Union, we're proud to stand behind the farmers and ranchers who keep our tables full. From pasture to plate, agriculture drives our community, and we're here to help it grow. Whether it's a loan for new equipment or smart savings for your family's future, we've got your back. Greater Community Credit Union, where local roots run deep. Visit us at greatercu.by today. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson pride themselves in taking care of your every automotive need. No high pressure, no come-ons, no slick sale pitches. Erickson Chevrolet's focus is to present a vehicle that meets your lifestyle and budget. Unlike some dealerships, Erickson Chevrolet will get to know you and strive to take care of your vehicle the same as they would their own. Erickson Chevrolet is open Monday through Fridays, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 to noon. Check out their website at ericksonchev.com. They're located along Highway 212 in Dawson. UFP Miniota is a manufacturing company specializing in roof and floor trusses, walls, stairs, pre-cut lumber, pallets, crating, and all your industrial needs. Call now to inquire about career opportunities at 507-872-6178 and ask for HR. That's UFP Miniota. They are a proud supporter of Miniota Athletics. Peter and Vicki Strand of the Strand Agency in downtown Dawson look forward to helping you with all your farm, business, and auto insurance needs. Get a call today at 320-769-4410. They're open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. And you can find them on Main Street, Dawson. That's the Strand Agency, Peter and Vicki Strand.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Welcome to Neon Needles post-game show. Your final score, RTR 5, Dawson Boyd 4. We'll talk with Coach Swenson here in a little bit, but we got our Neon Needles Subway Player of the Game, RTR's Tyler Wickman. Congratulations, Tyler.
Thank you.
I noticed you were talking to the newspaper guy before the radio guys, huh?
Yeah, we were.
Okay.
The radio is way better.
Big win for you guys.
Yeah, it was a very good win. Boy, we did not want to lose.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
Well, you played, that was the third time you played Dawson, Boyd.
Yeah, it was. You beat them first one.
9-3 or
nine,
something.
Yeah, 9-2, yeah. So this one was much, much closer.
It was.
Well, offensively, you're 2-for-3. You scored two of the Knights' five runs, but I want to talk about your pitching. So you came in with a runner on in the fifth inning, got that next batter out on a pop-up, and then you threw two scoreless innings. So two scoreless innings, you get the save in that. So just talk about what it was like in the seventh inning, knowing that you had to hold them from getting one run to go to the championship game.
The first guy threw straight fastballs. I mean, my fastball, it was smooth today. It felt very good coming off my arm. I threw a couple curveballs, and that was basically it. But then when I walked that fly out?
Left fielder flew out. Well, you made a shoestring catch out there. Your left fielder, literally.
That was a spectacular catch by Eli. That was a big catch for us. And then that second guy came on, first, and then struck out the last two batters, and it felt very good.
Talk about your team.
This team is a heck of a team. We have a lot of seniors, Chase, Eli, Drew, all them other guys. It feels nice. These seniors want to make a big road trip to hopefully the state, and that was our main goal this season.
Okay.
To make it back to championship game or even the state.
Yeah.
Well, you're in the section championship game on Thursday.
Yeah.
So you got a chance.
We got a good chance.
Yeah.
Wyoming's got a good couple of good guys for pitchers, and they got a heck of a coaching staff, too.
How'd you do against them this year?
First game, we beat them 4-2 at Wyoming, and then we played them in the semifinal game at Yankees Field, lost to them
7-6.
Oh, yeah.
Walk off, bottom seventh, and then we play them on Thursday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How's your pitch count? You be able to pitch Thursday?
Yeah. I think I was under 50. So,
okay.
Yeah. I'm.
Yeah, all right. Congratulations, Tyler.
Yeah, that was awesome. Good luck on Thursday.
Keep going. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Yep. He's our Neon Needles player of the game. It's a T-shirt from Neon Needles. And he's waiting to be greeted by family members and hugs all around.
He had to talk to the newspaper and us, so now he's finally going to get up there and mother, I'm assuming that's who that was.
Yeah.
Hi to some other fans on the way over, and so good for him.
All right. Well, you want to go through some stats, and then
sure.
We'll salute Dawson Boyd Blackjack team.
Sure. Won five hits. They did commit three errors. They end the season with an 18-4 record. Hitting Colton Boffin was one for three. Hit an RBI. Grayson Olson was Colin Olson, he was 2-for-3. He had a double, and that's Jackson. Eli Olson started, ended up taking the loss. He threw 4 1/3 innings, gave up 4 runs. I had him just for 3 earned runs, gave up 6 hits, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, and then Colton Boffin in relief threw 2 2/3 innings, gave up just 2 hits and a 1 run. It was not earned, 1 walk. And for the Knights, they go to now 17-7 on the year. They had 5 runs, 8 hits, 3 errors. Tyler Rickman, as you just heard, he was our player of the game. He was 2-for-3 with a couple of runs scored. Eli Detterman, he was 2-for-4. He had a double in his 4 at-bats and scored a run. Drew Chandler, he was 1-for-2. He had an RBI single. We had Chase Christensen, he was 1-for-4. He had an RBI single, RBI double. And Sean Greasy, he was 2-for-4 in that. Pitching for the Knights, Braden Chandler was the winner, 4 2/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, 4 runs, only 2 earned runs, 4 walks, 4 strikeouts, and in relief with the save, our player of the game, Tyler Rickman, threw 2 1/3 innings, gave up just 1 hit, no runs, no walks, and 3 strikeouts. That's your line scores.
Well, Dawson Boyd finishes the season 18 wins and 4 losses. And 3 of the 4 losses came to the RTR Knights this year. Isn't that something?
And the thing is, we can't forget, they were also the Camden Conference
champions.
So
yeah, great
they represented
there.
Camden Conference very well.
Not sure if Coach Swenson is going to make it over here or not. Anyway, there's a few seniors that just suited up for the last time for Dawson Boyd. Tyken Long, Grayson Olson, and Bo Johnson, Colin Olson, and Ashton Schwendra. Hopefully I didn't miss anybody there, but Coach Swenson, got to be happy with the seniors there.
Yeah, you know, they've been playing, starting for a lot of years, just a great bunch of kids. You know, you heard Coach Swenson remark on that. I know Nate Hansen and Holland Shocker also remarked that, you know, you asked them about their teammates, and they're just great teammates, and that speaks volumes for their parents and how they were raised. Not only are they great baseball players, but they're better humans, and that's always the best thing about kids.
All right. I don't think you're going to visit with Coach Swenson. Is he making his way over here?
He might be coming over here. We'll just see if he
continues. Yeah, he's making his way over here.
Continues his path over here.
No, he took an exit. Well, so I think we'll just wrap it up here. We'll get a hold of Ryan some other time.
Yeah, he might be going around the back. We'll just pause for a moment. If he goes to the bathroom, we'll...
I got to get a broth here at the concession stand.
Well, we do. They've been advertising. I saw that on the Jumbotron there. So it's the bacon
cheddar broth.
So you can't go wrong there.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
I think he must be talking to someone because he didn't come around the back.
All right, so we'll wrap it up here. Thanks a lot, Bart, for helping with baseball. This is our last broadcast for the spring.
Way to depress me.
Well, we'll have summer ball, too.
Yeah,
right?
That's right. Yeah. So,
all right, your final score, RTR 5, Dawson Boyd 4. Appreciate all our section sports sponsors. Thanks a million for sponsoring Section Sports here on Q92. You're in a place of business. Give them a shout-out.
Yeah, thank you, businesses, for sure.
And thanks to UFP Minneota for being our premier sponsor as well. Thanks to Phil back at the studio. And that wraps up season for the season.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
We're a hug. We're a smile. We're not a technology. We're a hug. We're not doctors. We're friends. We're not a hospital. We're a home, which can often be the best cure of all. The Ronald McDonald House, a home away from home for seriously ill children and their families.
Pop can tabs for the Ronald McDonald House may be dropped off at our Q92 radio studios downtown Madison or at several area schools. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.